All right, let's get some more stories. We got three more speakers tonight who I'm very excited to hear from. Starting with, when I asked for an introduction, here's what we got. I think this is really awesome. Has always and forever been a hopeless romantic. I wonder if we're going to hear about this. This is Jennifer Zegas.
All right, you really had me at Gateway to Feelings. I just tell you that. I was like, glad I'm going on the second set.
Yeah.
So, hi, I'm Jennifer, and this story takes place about 10 years ago when I first moved to San Francisco. And I came to San Francisco from Cincinnati, and I was recently single in what was my first love and like first long-term relationship, and I'm in my early 20s. And so I get here and I somehow convince myself that the best way to get to know San Francisco and make friends and to see the city through other people's eyes would just be to put myself out there and start dating. And a few months after I got here, I met this guy who lived in my neighborhood, and he was pretty cute, and he was actually the first person to ask me out, so of course, you know, he earned the first date. And after we were hanging out on the first day, I found out that he's really into music. That was great, that he has some kind of recording studio, and that he actually had his own podcast. And so on his podcast, he would interview bands. And then after the interview, they would play the music that they had recorded in his studio. But the most memorable part of this podcast is that they would only air on nights where there was a full moon. So that right there got him a second date automatically. And so after like a few more dates, we were hanging out, and I hadn't even let him kiss me. And I don't even know, like, I was probably just avoiding the situation because I was still pretty heartbroken. And I knew I just had to end it because I wasn't there, even though I was really trying to be. And so I gave him the whole "it's not you, it's me" spiel, which he didn't really buy into. And then I think he was pretty bummed out about it and then just kind of cut me off. And so I felt really bad, but, you know, I just kept going out and trying to make friends. And about 6 months later, I'm at this after party, and it's probably like 3 a.m. Everybody is probably so drunk they should be home, but we're just still out. And then I see him there, and we keep glancing at each other, and we're smiling, and I'm thinking, oh, this is great, you know? Like, I've been here a while, this is like water under the bridge, I should extend an olive branch and, you know, say what's up, and, you know, we can be friends now. And so I like slowly make my way over to him, and I'm like, hey. And he's like, hi. And I'm like, how are you? And he said, I'm good. How are you? And I said, things are going great. He was like, oh, that's awesome. And I was like, yeah. And then I was feeling overconfident, you know, like the hopeless romantic that I am. And I say, you know what's really funny? And he was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. It's stupid, but like every once in a while when there's a full moon, I guess like sometimes I just like think about you, but like sometimes or whatever. And he's like laughing really hard. And then he's like, why? And as he's saying that, I'm like, oh my God, this is not the guy I went on those dates with. And I didn't know what to say, so I just said, I don't really know why, but have a really good night. He looked so bummed also, and he's like, you too. And then I went home, and I really feel like that was like the moment of my San Francisco beginning where I was just like, maybe I'm ready to date again. So, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Jennifer. Hell yeah. That's a great pickup line. I'm going to have to use that. When I see a full moon, I think of you. Actually, that maybe coming from a dude, that sounds like a little scary, like a little murdery. Maybe I'll keep that in my back pocket. Cool. That was great.